It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Central Time travels to outer space. We'll talk about some of the year's top astronomy news stories with Bill Andrews from Discover Magazine. First, President-elect Donald Trump has been at odds with the CIA since this weekend. The intelligence agency said that it had concluded with high confidence that Russians hacked into Democratic Party computers and then shared that information in order to help Trump win the election. On Friday evening, the Trump transition team issued a statement casting doubt on the CIA and its conclusions, saying that, quote, these are the same people that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. But other members of the GOP have joined bipartisan calls for an independent congressional investigation into the objectives of the hacking. That includes senators from different sides of the aisle, like Senators John McCain and Chuck Schumer, who both spoke on the CBS show this morning earlier today. Here's what McCain had to say.
There's no doubt about the hacking. Let's establish that. I was hacked into. My campaign in 2008 was hacked into. So there's no doubt about the hacking. Then the question is about the intention. But it's all part of the larger issue of the cyber threat we face from Russia, China, and other countries. It's another form of warfare, and the entire issue is going to be examined by the Armed Services Committee because it's a threat to our national security.
Alana Shore joins us now to talk more about the war of words between Congress and the president-elect. She's a congressional reporter for Politico. Alana, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about what we're hearing from people, especially in the Senate, both sides of the aisle. What kind of investigation are they looking for here?
Well, what we're likely to see based on today's events is a Senate committee investigation through the regular channels. That means the Armed Services Committee, the Foreign Relations Committee, and the Select Intelligence Committee. What we probably won't see is what we call in Washington a select committee, so kind of a special group of lawmakers convened for a single purpose, like what we saw on the Benghazi issue.
What do we know about what the CIA had to say? This information that they're now saying it looks like the Russians were hacking in hopes of swaying the election toward Donald Trump. That's the new bit of information. Is that something they just figured out, or is that information we're just now hearing about?
Well, this was publicly reported Friday night, but it's something that the lead members of Congress, both parties, and the lead members of the Intelligence Committee in both parties were told about in a secret briefing before the election. Now, what we're hearing, you know, happen today is kind of the war of words, so to speak, among those lawmakers who were in that secret briefing, and now kind of what happened behind closed doors has been leaked out into public view. Now, to be clear, the CIA, you know, made clear that its intelligence suggested this was happening. It also underscored there's a lot of difference of opinion on motivations. Listeners may recall that the FBI has been previously reported as, you know, investigating this issue, but concluding they couldn't tell what Russia's motives were.
Yeah, that makes this tricky. These are, I assume, at least in part, classified investigations, so we don't know exactly what the CIA knows and how they know it. Is that right?
Exactly. And, you know, what we're seeing now is a growing call by Democrats that's actually been endorsed by the Clinton campaign, as we've reported, to get more of this information out there before the Electoral College casts its vote a week from today. Now, that's unlikely to happen because listeners should know that electors, don't have the security clearances or any kind of the background investigations that are required before you can start viewing this sensitive intelligence. But it shows how highly political this got so fast.
Talking to Alana Shore from Politico about allegations of Russian hacking in an effort to sway the U.S. presidential election. So it's significant, it seems like, that we're seeing people like Senator Mitch McConnell, a majority leader there, and now Paul Ryan, it looks like, has signed on the House side of things to saying, yeah, we need some kind of investigation. How important is it that that Republicans are on board here?
It's very important because I think the only way this investigation really gains traction in its conclusion is if it's bipartisan. Of course, it's important to know that some members of Congress are pushing for a completely independent, nonpartisan commission. So if people recall the Simpson-Bowles Commission on the Dead or the 9/11 Commission convened to sort of investigate what went wrong before that disaster, we may yet see multiple bodies investigating this issue.
Can you talk some more? We gave a quote from a tweet or a statement by the Trump transition team. Can you talk more about the response from President-elect Trump and his staff?
Well, President-elect Trump has been clear that he doesn't see evidence that Russia was as involved as the CIA says it may be. And Friday night, his team, although it was an unsigned statement, put out a statement that literally kind of turned the finger back at the CIA and said, it's you guys who told us there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That alarmed some folks in the intelligence community just because it's kind of widely accepted at this point that it was the George W. Bush administration that kind of selectively edited the CIA's work on that issue. But it really shows how deeply this has gotten under Trump's skin.
And what are we hearing from other people in Trump's team? Reince Priebus has said, the upcoming chief of staff there from Wisconsin, he said he would support investigations to, quote, protect Americans from foreign interference. Mike Pence, vice president-elect, has definitely talked a harder line on Russia than Donald Trump at any point. Are we hearing any internal rumblings from the Trump team on this?
Well, I think if Congress does proceed with what it's likely to do now, this traditional kind of committee-based investigation, the Trump team is going to kind of welcome that and let it move forward, even though it is a bit agitated and perhaps understandably so by this story, because what it does is it kind of saps the president-elect's legitimacy. You know, it gives these critics, these folks who want to upend the Electoral College vote, however long shot, you know, more fodder to make these arguments at a time when Trump would much rather discuss, you know, the government he's trying to build.
You mentioned that it's a long shot that any of this turns around the Electoral College vote. Not many people are expecting anything like that to happen, right?
Pretty much only the 10 people who signed the letter. But no, I joke. Obviously, a lot of folks who really wish Secretary Clinton had won kind of see a glimmer of hope here. But, you know, realistically speaking, there's no chance.
Now, we've mentioned that Donald Trump and his team have been critical of the CIA for this report. How about Donald Trump and his team and the Republicans in Senate and in the House who are calling for this investigation? Are we seeing any public friction there?
Well, you know, so much of Washington is a friction game of inches, right? I mean, certainly the president-elect saying so vocally that he doesn't put too much stock in the CIA's conclusion, being followed by congressional leaders saying they do, suggests that there is some friction. But it's important for listeners to know that, you know, Mr. Trump and his team are not exactly people or creatures of Washington. So in a lot of these cases, they end up depending on congressional leaders, Speaker Ryan, first and foremost, to kind of rein them in when they need to be reined in. And it really will be most interesting to see whether the reining in happens.
What do we know about a timeline on a committee investigation?
You know, Senator John McCain, Armed Services Chairman, has been out front on this since the start, and he's been standing shoulder to shoulder with Democrats on this. So look to him and what he says. And, you know, Senator McCain is often on TV, and he wants to, you know, send this message that we're in control of this and it will not be a quick process. So I would say, you know, months, maybe even more than a year rather than weeks.
And the whole concern over Donald Trump and Russia, this came up during the campaign. And now a Secretary of State, apparently the front runner, Exxon's Rex Tillerson, who people have been pointing out has done business in Russia, has won a Friend of Russia award from the Russian government. Is that raising red flags for people in the Senate who would ultimately have to confirm him?
It is. It is raising major red flags for people in the Senate. You know, it'd be one thing if the Russian cyber intrusions hadn't been an election-long issue and Trump had nominated Tillerson, but it's really, you know, the timing of this likely nomination so soon after the CIA's revelation has come out. I think a lot of senators in both parties are going to be raising some pretty serious questions about whether Mr. Tillerson can separate Exxon's interest, which is inevitably tied to Russia's, from the American interest that he'd have to suddenly start representing.
Alana, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Alana Shore, congressional reporter for Politico. She joined us to talk about how members of Congress are talking about a probe into potential election interference from Russian hackers.